High school basketball is on the air. Berman's Health Shop, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present the following high school basketball game.
Front rim, no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board.
Good hustle underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Reading Red Knights and the Chester Clippers. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Two of the most storied boys high school basketball programs in the history of Pennsylvania battle it out tonight as Chester, with a record of 2-2 after an 0-2 start, takes on the Reading Red Knights with a mark of 3-1. We're at the Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium, Chester High School, part of the Rondé Hollis Jefferson Scholastic Play-by-Play Classic events. In the first half of the doubleheader tonight, we had Friends Central, a private school from the Friends League, beating Glasgow Delaware Public School in right near Newark, 57-53. Glasgow, earlier this season, beat Chester on this court. So, big win for Friends Central and Coach Ryan Tozer. Reading is the winningest boys high school basketball program in the history of Pennsylvania, over 2,000 wins. They got a PIAA state title finally in 2017 after years and years of trying to get that, led by the great Lonnie Walker, is now playing pro ball, NBA. Now I think he's in the minor leagues, the G League, I think they call it. And Chester, of course, over 1,900 games they have won in their history, started 1911, captured a PIAA public school record, 8 state championships history, and 10-time state runner-up. You hear me say public league state championships because there's a team from out west named Kennedy Catholic, used to be Kennedy Christian, a private school that now has 9. Mike Drago is with us, legendary Reading Eagle sports writer. And Mike, you have covered Chester and Reading basketball for years and years. Of course, the unbelievable when they match up, it just seems like it's always a war.
Oh, it's, you know, obviously one of the greatest rivalries in the state of Pennsylvania. And Chester's had the upper hand, especially when it's counted. Year after year, the Clippers broke a lot of hearts in Reading in the state playoffs, deep in the state playoffs. And Chester has really dominated that series in the postseason. It's pretty close in the regular season, and lately Reading's had a couple of wins. But, you know, anytime you get two teams with this kind of tradition on the court at the same time, I mean, it's just incredible.
How long have you been with the Reading Eagle?
Oh, I can't even remember, Dave. It's so long. I think it's about 35 years now.
Unbelievable. You look great. You're a Baltimore guy. I do know that.
Right.
Reading's head coach, Rick Perez, in year number 8, 160 wins and 52 losses, finally got that state title. He's like a superstar, rock star in Reading, and he does so much for that program. You guys got it going.
It was a long time coming. Reading had a lot of heartbreaks, you know, back in 73 with Stu Jackson. They lost the game with no time left on the clock, 2 free throws. That was killing people for years. They just couldn't get over it. And fortunately, 2 years ago, Lonnie Walker, the fourth, leads into a state title, and people were overjoyed. I mean, I can't even tell you how happy the entire city was and the longtime fans to finally lift that weight off their shoulders and get one of those banners. Chester's got 8 of them, but yeah. Reading has 1 now.
And, you know, including Reading fan, Mid-Atlantic Sports News, late great, passed away recently, Jerry Schenck. So good for him. Good for him. He's high in the sky celebrating that championship. All right, let's talk about this year's Reading team.
Well, it's very, very young. I've never seen a Reading team use sophomores and freshmen as much as Rick Perez is doing this year. a year or two from now, they're going to be pretty good because they've got some height finally, and that's been one of Reading's problems in recent years, other than, of course, Lonnie Walker's team. But they have not had the big guys. Right now they've got some 6'5", 6'6", sophomores and freshmen. A couple of them are still growing. Now, they haven't made an impact yet. They've had some injuries, but the future looks bright for Reading. But the present right now, we have to talk about Wesley Butler, outstanding three-year starter guard. He was on the state title team as a sophomore, and he's just been a prolific scorer. He's done something in the first four games that it's possible no Reading player ever has done. And I went back 40 years to look at this. He scored 25 or more points in four consecutive games. Donyell Marshall didn't do that. Trinity Burdeen didn't do that. No one in the last 40 years has done that. And Reading's played a good schedule, as they usually do. So that kind of tells you what kind of a scorer Wesley is. Very consistent, right. Smart player. And he's obviously the key to this team because he's surrounded by so many young guys.
Mike Drago, Reading Eagle. Mike, you have a question for us?
Nope, I'm ready to go. I'm waiting for this team to warm up and working on some technical stuff. So right. I would appreciate you coming by and giving us the interview, though, that's for sure.
Mike Drago, Reading Eagle, thank you very much again. Enjoy your – and you get that spot over there. I think your Reading scorekeeper took it. So you work it out with him. I got your back, all right? All right, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it. Unbelievable. We're at the Clip Joint, Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium. And, again, Chester taking on Reading. 39th meeting between the two teams. Chester leads the series 20-18. Clippers from 1986 to 2015 won 11 of 12 games, and then Reading has won three of the last four. Again, Rick Perez, head coach of the Red Knights, eighth season. Keith Taylor, head coach of the Clippers, second year, 21-11. All right, let's go to Andrew with Rick Perez, coach of Reading.
I'm here with Coach Rick Perez of the Reading Red Knights. What are you guys looking forward to do in this game?
We just want to enjoy the environment. You know, we're here in a great, you know, school of Chester right now, getting ready to play a great rivalry game. We love being here, and we're just going to come out here and compete at the highest level we possibly can.
What are you looking to do on defense or to slow down Chester? They're 2-2 this season. You guys are 3-1. What do you guys want to continue to do this season?
Well, they're an amazing basketball, an amazing program. You know, we just got to try to keep them out of the paint as best we can, you know, and compete at the highest level possible. So, you know, come out here and just play as hard as we can today.
Thank you for your time, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Rick Perez. Great job, Coach. Great job. I love it. Mike?
Let's go to a commercial.
We're going to take a break here about 7 minutes away from the opening tip. It is Chester and Reading here at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium. It's never sounded so good. You are listening to Boys Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Good Tuesday night. Welcome back to the Clip Joint, also known as, really it should be the Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium, also known as, and I used to say ACA.
Yeah, but we're doing right. You can't say that much.
That's a lot to say.
Yeah, that's a
but
lot.
But Coach Pickett, absolute, as former Chester coach Larry Yarbrough, another great, said Coach Pickett was the GOAT, 13 years head coach here at Chester High from 1995, 2008, went to five PIAA state title games and won three.
He used to sit right next to us when we started doing the broadcast, and he just sit there very quietly, and he didn't want to go on the air, but we would just chat with him during halftime and stuff, and it was a great experience.
And this tournament, the two-game tournament here today, the Rondé Hollis Jefferson Scholastic Play-by-Play Classic put together by Jeremy Treatman. Rondé played here. He played 4 years of varsity basketball, graduated 2013, and took Chester to three straight state finals and won it all in 2011 and undefeated, the only undefeated boys basketball team in the history of Chester basketball, 2012, won it all, then state runner-ups of Lower Merion, 2013. It's always great to be at the Clip Joint, man. We are ready to all yours, Keith Taylor, and Pete Fulgenay, I know you're fired up to be here.
Yep.
I love it here, Dave. This is real, real big-time basketball and high school level, and the cheerleaders always make it special. And the first game we were spectators of, it was a very, very well-played game, up and down. And at the very end, it was a four-point win by the Phoenix team. But we expect a real good one here in the second game here with the doubleheader. And we'll see what happens.
All right. Last year, Chester was 19-9. It was Coach Taylor's first season. He's a 1987 grad of Chester High. And, boy, I tell you what, he was one of the best of all time. Chester lost. They were 5A last year. Up and down enrollment last 2 years, 5A. Now they're back to 6A, but 5A. And they lost to the eventual state champion boys from Abington Heights from Scranton.
And they missed it on a layup.
Yeah, 49-48. Yeah. Abington Height wins it. And then they go on to beat Bonner in the state semis and win it all over Mars. So, anyway, Chester still a tremendous year last year, 19-9. After a slow start, they were 1-5. As for Reading, won it all in 2017, got the monkey, the curse of somebody up there. And Reading, again, finally gets their first ever PIAA state championship. Last year, 2017-18, 25-5, and they lost, of course, four of their five top scorers from last year. Reading last season, 6A, heartbreaking loss, 6A second round to Central Bucks West in overtime. So there you have it. It's a new season, 2018-2019. We are ready to rock and roll here at the Chester High Gymnasium. Man, we are ready to, we're fired up. We'll take another break. Couldn't do this without our great sponsors. I'm Dave Berman, along with Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer. It's boys basketball. Never sounded so good at DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium. I'm Dave Berman. It is Chester and Reading. Reading's last win here 10 seasons ago, 2008-2009, in double overtime over the Clippers, 76-72. And Chester has won three in a row against Reading here in this gym, including the year 2 years ago when Reading won it all. Chester played tremendous in that game and had a 17-point lead at one time. Remember, Reading came almost all the way back. I think they cut it to 5 or 6, but Chester held on against Lonnie Walker and the guys. And congrats to Reading for winning that PIAA state championship. Referees coming over, shaking our hands, always a good thing. Chester has an unbelievable record here since 1986-87 at this Chester High Gym Clip Joint. 340 wins, 32 losses. But they lost their opening game this year to Glasgow, and they lost a playoff game, a district consolation game last year to Wissahickon. So
records like that only mean that you're due to lose. I mean, how long can you get a streak like that?
Well, they had it for years and years and years, but then they've lost to a... So Peach Howard is our public address announcer here for this big Chester and Reading game. And we'll get the starting lineups on the fly here, I believe so, Mike. We're going to do our national anthem.
I don't know how they're going to do it. We'll see what happens. Their national anthem. We'll go to a quick commercial break.
DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Here we go, baby. It's Reading and Chester. There's nothing like it, unless it's Chester-Harrisburg, which are not going to play this year. Harrisburg and Chester, first time in 7-8 years. So we want to thank Rick Perez, head coach of Reading, for being interviewed, for giving us an interview with Andrew, and also Mike Drago from the Reading Eagle. It's always good to get the perspective, isn't it, from the other side.
And also the welcoming of Chester High School, which is always just pleases punch to see us, always makes room for us. We're right on court, right next to the scoring table. Best location. Go ahead. Go.
Starting lineups, Reading. Number two is Jose Bria. Number three, Wesley Butler. Also out there in the black uniforms with the red trim is number 12, Daniel Coulter. He's a senior coming out there for the Red Knights. 22, Jashir Sharif, who's a sophomore. And number 13, Trey Jones, 6'4", senior. So for Chester High in their traditional orange and black, this gym, the first game ever was Chester-Harrisburg, and it was in December of 1974, 74-75. Rami Gilbert, 5'10", junior, starting lineup for Chester. Number four, Hakeem Taylor, 6'4", junior. Super sophomore, Karell Watkins, an absolute monster, 6'4". Number five, having a good start to the year, 6'3", senior, Ramad Mahdi D. Jarnett. And number one, seems like he's been here forever, Michael Man-Man Smith, 5'11", senior. Once again for Reading, it is number two, Jose Bria, 5'10", junior. Number three, Wesley Butler, 6 foot senior, averaging 27 points a game. He is the last player on this roster that was a member, and he started for that 2017 Reading High School Boys Basketball State Championship squad that beat Pine Richland from suburban Pittsburgh, an unbelievable game at a packed Giant Center in Hershey. Bria, Butler, Daniel Coulter, number 12, a 6'3 senior. 6'4 senior Trey Jones, number 13 for the Red Knights. Number 22 again, Jashir Sharif, 5'10 sophomore. Chester orange and black, Reading black and red. We're at Chester High School Gymnasium, Fred Pickett Gymnasium. The Ronde Hollis Jefferson Scholastic Play-by-Play Classic. I'm Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, and Pete Fulgenetti. All right, Pete, here we go.
Here we go, is right. And you're right about Michael Smith. It seems like he's been here a long time.
Well, you know, high school in my career was the longest 8 years of my life. So
that's a joke. You can't go. Mike, you can't go to high school. I hear the opening tip is Jones of Reading and Watkins of Chester. And controlled by the Clippers, it is Rami Gilbert across the timeline. I don't think we're going to see any matchup Abington Heights zone in this game. Man-to-man so far. Top of the key, right of the key, Taylor, right side Watkins. Jumper is good by Karell Watkins. About a 15-footer from the right baseline, and Chester with the trap early in the game. Keep an eye on Butler, folks. Grizzled veteran thinking about the three, losing the ball, picked up by Butler, drives and scores. What a right hand. Wesley Butler, we are tied at two, just underway, almost a steal. It is, now it's on the floor. Who wants it? It's picked up by Redding. Here's a turnover. Here's Butler back. Butler at the foul line. Pass right wing. Boy, he is quick, that Bria. Down low, stolen away by Chester. And Rami Gilbert. Chester and Redding. Redding 3-1. Chester 2-2. Clippers started the year 0-2. They've already lost a home game. Right side, Gilbert looks to penetrate. Top of the key, Taylor. Right wing, Watkins. Now to Smith. He goes to the basket. Floater is good by Man-Man Smith. 4-2, Chester High. 6:42 to go, first quarter. A young but really talented Reading squad. Right wing corner, three ball. He bangs it home. A three ball for Daniel Coulter, 6'3", senior. And they do have seniors in the lineup. And quickly back, Chester lay it up and in. Watkins. Correll, 6'4 sophomore, came up late last year as a freshman, did a great job for the Clips. 6'5 Chester. Left wing corner, Colder again for three. Too strong. Watkins the rebound for Chester High, right to left. Michael Man Smith across the timeline. DeJarnett, left wing Gilbert, and he's fouled driving to the basket. I think it's going to be on Bria, and it is. Jose Bria, and it's great here at Chester High, the public address, and they have a PA guy, yep. And he's very clear, and he announces the fouls, which is awesome. Peach Howard. Man Smith for three. Too strong. Rebound Coulter. Boy, did he get up for the Red Knights. They come back left to right. Butler. Right side Bria. In the lane, Bria. In trouble. He better get it out. Yes, he does. Right side to Jones. Top of the key. Butler. Three ball. Bang. Wesley Butler. 27 points again. Chester back to the basket. Lay it up and in. Akeem Taylor for two. It's 8-8. What a ball game so far. Dave Berman and the gang. 5:20 to go.
These kids are quick.
Absolutely. Across the timeline comes Bria. Left wing corner Coulter. Drives to the basket. Reverse layup. Too strong. No good. Chester the rebound. Smith comes back 1-on-2 to the basket. Layup. No, but a foul. It's going to be a block with the hip. Man's a little ticked off. He didn't make the layup, but I'll go to the line shooting two. So Bray, I think it's Bria.
Bria.
And that's a second already. He might have to come out of the game, and I think he will. 5:01 to go first quarter. Michael Smith at the line shooting two. Makes the first. Checking in for the Red Knights of Reading, Randy Guzman. A 5'8 sophomore, number E11, 9'8 Chester. Smith again. Got it. Four for Smith of Chester. 2-point lead. Still got the trap on. 2-1-2 trap. Redding breaks it. Coulter drives. He is strong. Lays it up and in from the left side. Daniel Coulter. He is an absolute animal. Man Smith comes back. Top of the key, Gilbert. Rami looks to drive to the basket. Off balance, no good. Good defense, Redding. And the rebound is taken by the Red Knights. Here comes Guzman. He's fouled in the backcourt by Smith. Rick Perez, eighth year, 160 wins, 52 losses. They had a lot of turnover in coaches before he got there. One team foul on Chester, two on Redding. Here's Butler for the Red Knights. Right of the key, guarded by Akeem Taylor. Left side, Jones. Between the circles, Guzman. Right of the key, Coulter. Coulter flips it off to Butler, driving left side. Left wing corner, stopping, popping, bang! By Jashir Sharif, and he's only a sophomore, looking good. Man to the basket. Dish. Lay it up and in. Akeem Taylor. Both teams playing at a high level so far. Akeem is a junior for Chester High. We're tied at 12. In the backcourt to Sharif. Sharif Guzman across the timeline. Redding, they've always had good shooters. There's a turnover. Here comes Chester back. 3-on-1. To Watkins from Taylor. Lay it up and in. Correll Watkins, 6 and a timeout. Rick Perez and the Reading Red Knights, 3:36 to go first quarter. It's Chester 14, Reading 12. Boys high school basketball has never sounded so good. Exclusive coverage right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
It's back here at the Chester High School Gymnasium, also known as the Fred Pickett Junior Gym, named after the late, great Clipper head coach. And the Clip joint 3:30 to go. Redding with the ball, first quarter. Butler back. Butler down low, the pass, and he was too close to the basket, and he throws it, actually misses the easy shot. Flying back comes Chester, and Carell Watkins is an absolute thoroughbred, lays it up and in, the 6'4 sophomore for Chester. He looks taller than that. Chester by 4, 16-12. Three ball, Coulter, I believe, again, and bangs it. You better get on him.
You better get on him. He's going to be doing that all night long.
6'3 senior Daniel Coulter has 8 points in the quarter on two of them trays. Chester by 1, 2:54 to go in the first. There's nothing like a boys' basketball game here at Chester High. I'm telling you, it's absolutely unbelievable. Between the circles, now way out high straight away is Akeem Taylor. Dad was a great here for Chester. Graduated 2001. Taylor to the basket, lay it up and in. Akeem Taylor played with Jameer and the gang on the 2000 state championship team. Naeem Scott and the rest. Chester by 3. Redding comes back. Down low, in the block, out of bounds. The left block, losing it out of bounds, was Jones. I think it was Jones a couple of possessions earlier. They got too close. A beautiful pass by one of the Redding guards. Jones a little bit too close to the basket and hit the rim underneath. 2:20 to go.
It's one of the few turnovers so far tonight.
Yes. 3-point lead Chester, and the Clippers have the ball. Smith right of the key. Between the circles, D. Jarnett. Foul line, Watkins. Look at that behind the back, over the head, behind the back pass to D. Jarnett, and he lays it in. Unbelievable pass. Looking like it's unbelievable out here. Chester by 5. Redding comes back. Coulter, right wing corner. Chester gets a guy in his face. Guzman, another 3-ball from the right wing corner, is no good. Battling. It's Chester with the rebound. Gilbert spins and is fouled in the backcourt. 1:43 to go in the first quarter. Hope I have a voice by the time the second quarter comes around. Checking back in for Redding, number 21, Juan Mato, 6'3 senior. Chester with the ball, 5-point lead, 20-15 over Redding. Live from Chester, PA. Man Smith goes to the basket, and he is fouled. That'll be 14 fouls already on the Red Knights. 1:36 to go in the first quarter. Smith shooting 2. He has 4 points so far. Peach Howard in the background, the legendary public address announcer for Chester High.
He is basketball. Legendary.
Man Ooh. Misses the first.
Man doesn't miss a lot of free throws.
Nope. Number 5 for Redding, Joey Chapman, 5'10", freshman. You got to be good to play at this level.
Yep.
And Chapman is into the game for Coach Perez. Man makes 1 of 2. Redding with the ball left to right, down by 6. Across the timeline, Coulter. Again, both teams man-to-man in-your-face defense. Butler, they swing it around. Chapman, and we're going to have too many steps at the foul line. Chapman had the ball, and they say he traveled.
Yep.
Keith Taylor, second year for the Clippers. Doing a tremendous job with the program. One of the toughest schedules year in and year out, state of Pennsylvania. Michael Smith back, accelerates to the basket, floats it, and scores. He finds a way
got a
to
man
get
down.
And an injured player. I think he got hit in the stomach, the Redding ball player.
Yeah, number 12.
With 107. I believe just the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, Dan.
And
Cole.
Chester Traynor, he is on the spot. Legend, and he's been here about 25 years.
Yep.
Ken Santello rushes out there and attending the young man who is. It's Daniel Coulter, he scored 8. Of the Redding points.
Yeah.
So 1:01 to go.
I think, Dave, when Michael
first
Smith
quarter.
Was driving the lane there, he was really high-flying it, and he caught him with his knee in his stomach.
Oh, really? Oh. Really?
That's what I saw.
I thought he was going to catch him with an elbow, but you're right. Probably the way he was
Yeah,
Smith
it was
jumping.
His knee to hit him.
And that's why you got to do the stomach crunches and stuff like that.
Yeah, but if it hits you and you're not expecting it, boy, it'll knock the wind right
out. You know what? In 5 minutes, Mike.
It can never happen.
It's all over.
But, boy, for those 2 minutes, you think you're going to die because you can't breathe.
Yeah, that Coulter kid, he is chiseled, too.
Oh, all these kids are such magnificent. You cannot fly up and down this court. I watched them twice. I'm out of breath just watching them.
You know, it's amazing. Reading is, it might be, along with Upper Darby, two of the top enrollment schools in the state of Pennsylvania, and they just, Reading High just can't get that football program, the high school football program going. Well, they had Lenny Moore way back in the day, you know, went to Penn State in the NFL. But it's amazing.
Kind of like Lower Marion a little bit.
You know what? It's very similar. Great in basketball and not so much in football. All right, let's hear it. Fans in Chester at the Clip Joint give Mr. Coulter a nice round of applause. And he's holding that stomach. It makes you queasy a little bit.
Yeah, he got a knee right there. I saw it.
Chester 23, Reading 15, 101 to go first quarter. On DelcoHoops.com. Reading trying to pick up their first win here. They've lost three in a row. Every other year, go back and forth between Berks County and Chester. First win they're looking for here, 2008-2009. Butler looks to penetrate all by himself to the basket. No, but a foul. He wanted it. He was determined to get to the rack right there, and he did. Did not make the basket, but fouled. Akeem Taylor, first team second. At the line, Butler. He's a senior. Love to know where he's going to be going to college. Tremendous player. Free throw is good by Wes. And checking in shortly is going to be Sharif for the Red Knights. Coming out of the game is Randy Guzman. 55.7 seconds to go, first quarter. 23-16. Chester by 7. Chester by 6. Yeah, Butler has scored 25 points or more in every Reading game so far. They're 3-1. Rami Gilbert. He's a junior for Chester, way out high. Gilbert flips it left to DeJarnett to Gilbert. Gilbert looks to spin to Akeem Taylor, left wing corner. Looks to drive. Really, really tough defense there by Reading, man. And they're going to bring it the whole game. Shot hits the side of the backboard, it looked like. Just not a good shot. Reading the rebound. Flying back and missing the shot is Butler. Chester with the rebound. They fly back. It is all the way to the basket. Lay it up and in by Rami Gilbert. Man, he has improved his game big time. Chester wants to make a run for another state championship. They're going to have to get full team effort and a lot off the bench, too. 8 seconds to go, first quarter. Chester by 8. Reading with the ball. Good man-to-man defense, both teams here. Here's a pullback jumper at the buzzer. No good by Butler. After one quarter of play, it's Chester 25 and Reading 17. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball. It never sounded so good, exclusively right here from Chester on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium on the campus of Chester High School, Southeastern PA. What a war. Reading and Chester. Chester 25, Reading 17 after one quarter of play. And Pete, you got something for us?
Yeah, Dave. Reading has 4 turnovers to the 1 Chester turnover, which might be the reason there's a little bit of a point difference. And also, Chester is out-rebounding Reading 5-3. It's pretty close statistically-wise. Chester has just hit a few more shots than Reading.
And by the way, I want to add something. Andrew is working on a stat program. We're going to have, the best box scores for our game of the week every week. So we'll take a look at that and we'll see how that works out. But check back with the webpage for the box scores on each of our game of the week games.
Again, the website, DelcoHoops.com. Reading with the ball to begin quarter number 2. Butler calls the timeline. Chapman right at the key.
Butler, top of the key. Now back into the game, Coulter. After getting hit in the stomach, high arcing three ball is good by a ninth grader, Joey Chapman. Three balls are keeping Reading in the game.
His three balls, I think.
Yeah.
How many has he got?
Four as a team.
Okay.
Michael Smith comes back, loses it out of bounds. Last touch by Reading. 25-20 Chester. Chester has not made a three ball. Still leads by five. Akeem Taylor to inbound. A lot of pressure on Chester every year to win the state championship. Just like Reading. Gilbert, far wing. Turnaround jumper is short by Watkins. Rebound is taken by the Red Knights. And that is number 23 who's into the game. Jumper from the left side. Good again. A two ball by Butler. Carell Watkins flies to the basket and scores. Chester by five. Can't keep your head down at all in this game. Butler, left of the key. Right of the key, Coulter. Guarded by D. Jarnett. Chapman, left of the key. Chapman drives. That's Butler drives. Misses the shot underneath the basket. Getting it out now to Chapman. Three ball, too strong by the freshman. Watkins, the rebound for Chester to Gilbert. Gilbert, the point guard, coming back. Off-guard point guard. Him and Man Smith can do both. All right, 6:24 to go. Second quarter, Chester with the ball and a five-point lead, 27-22. We're right next to the Reading bench and a holding foul on Butler, his first team foul, number five, on the Red Knights. They call it on Sharif. 6:14 to go, second quarter. Taylor, foul line, Watkins. Watkins, the sophomore, way out high to Michael Smith. Smith guarded by Wesley Butler. Gilbert, Watkins has it down low, spins, turns, fires short. Good defense in there. And the rebound to the Red Knights of Reading, down by five. They fly back with Coulter, traveled too much. Thought he kept his pivot foot.
He skipped his feet is what he did. He took a little skip and they called him.
And Reading will be coming back here in 2 years. 5:50 to go in the first half. Chester with the ball, leading by five. Gilbert, right side Smith. Smith cross court Gilbert. Gilbert between the circles straight away to Taylor. Ball deflected away from him. He got a guy in his grill. That freshman Chapman's playing some D. And an offensive foul called on Akeem Taylor, trying to take it against that sophomore. And that Chapman was on him like a glove. 13, Trey Jones back in the game for Reading. And number 21, Javon Graham. Javon is a 6'2 senior for the Clippers. So Akeem has two fouls. 5-point lead, Chester High, 5:20 to go, second quarter. Butler, right side, three ball is up. Good again, they can shoot, baby.
Boy.
Jashir Sharif. Chester to the basket, no, but a foul. Carell Watkins with the dribble penetration for Chester.
I think it's on 22, I think. No, on three.
They're going to call it on Butler's second. Butler, at 16 fouls already. On Reading, 5:04 to go here in the first half. Two-point lead for Chester High. Chester has just 2 points.
Yeah, well, the 3 points are just dropping like rain for Reading.
One, two, three, five they've made, the Red Knights. And Coach Perez Watkins, one of the top sophomores in the state, misses the first. He'll get another. Chester, they don't have the bench like they usually have, guys. This year's squad.
Well, they'll have to develop it if they're going to stay in this.
Up and good. Watkins has three in the quarter, 11 for the game. 5 minutes to go. Second quarter. Flying back is Sharif to the basket. No good. Chester the rebound. Up to Watkins. The man Smith off the glass for two.
Well, Boy, the action back and forth in this quarter is lightning.
9 points for Smith. Chester by five. Redding coming back. Left block. Jones to the basket. Good defense by Chester there. Oh. But then he loses the ball, stolen by that freshman who's everywhere, Joey Chapman, who lays it up and in. Chester by three. Four and a half to go, second quarter.
I got to warn everybody playing number five Chapman, look out.
Travel, good defense. And that's Wes Butler. Good defense on Chester Jr., Rami Gilbert. Now Chester's going to bring in another good-looking 10th grader. His dad was a tremendous ball player for Chester back in the 90s. This is Fareed Burton Jr. into the game. 10th grader. Redding with the ball. Going to inbound it. We're at Chester High School. I mean, it's every game here is intense.
Yep.
Redding winning that state championship a couple years ago, baby. Monkey off the back. Underneath, lay it up and in by Trey Jones. 6'4 senior. First two of the night. Chester by one. 30-29. I mean, Redding, their coaches are extremely fired up. Pull back jumper by Smith is good. That's a two ball for Man-Man. Four in the quarter. 11 for the game. Chester by three. Left wing corner, Jones. Now driving to the basket underneath. Reverse layup is good. Beautiful.
Pretty shot.
By Wes Butler, who has 11. Chester by one. Fareed Burton. Top of the key, Michael Man-Man. Smith Redding in your grill defense. Jumper, D. Jarnett, way off from the right side. An air ball picked up by Redding. Sharif, and he loses the ball, but they're going to call a reach-in foul on... It's on 11. Burton, I believe, yeah.
Yep.
Fareed Burton, first, team's fourth. Well, Chester, as I said, now they're bringing another substitution into the game. And this kid can play. 6'5 junior Zamir Carroll coming in with 3:26 to go in the second quarter. Chapman, the freshman, top of the key now. Sharif, Coulter at the wing, top of the key, Butler. Butler left side, Chapman. Now Butler, the jumper, back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Chapman. Coulter, right wing corner, 3 minutes to go. Quarter number two, Chester by one over Redding High. The Red Knights, boys hoops. Top of the key, Coulter. Coulter, good move, stops, pops, bang. Coulter with a total of 10. Chester down by one. Michael Smith loses the ball. They're going to call a reach-in foul on Redding. The 1-1, 17 fouls on the Red Knights.
Number three.
Is that going to be on Butler?
Butler's, yep. Butler's
man,
third.
They're going to have to take him out of the game, man. That's a big loss for Redding.
Yeah, he's coming out right now.
Well, they're deep enough, though. But you miss a guy averaging 27 a game.
Got a timeout.
Chester calls a full timeout. We'll take a break. 2:43 to go here in quarter number two. What a ball game. Redding 33, Chester 32. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
For causing things pain, son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And once again, a good Tuesday night. Welcome back to Chester High School, the Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium, also known as the Clip Joint, the Rondé Hollis Jefferson Scholastic Play-by-Play Classic. Second half of the doubleheader, first game, Friends Central beat Glasgow. And that was a close game down to the wire. And Glasgow's a team that beat Chester. Glasgow, Delaware, beat Chester earlier this season on this court. 2:43 to go. Chester down by one. Clippers at the line. Michael Smith, 1-1. Front end. Oh, rims out, no good. Rebound Redding.
It's the third first free throw he's missed tonight.
Yeah, it's actually a second one for Man-Man. And a travel, or double dribble, excuse me, on Chapman. Coach Perez is the man in Redding. 2:35 to go. Second quarter, Chester with the ball. You can see the intensity level a little bit different. Chester more low-key with a coaching situation. Smith, down low D. Jarnett, and he is pushed from behind. And it's going to be a foul on the Red Knights.
Foul on Randy Guzman again.
Guzman. So 1-1 here for D. Jarnett, who has been held to just 2 points. 1-1. Chester trailing by one. 2:21 to go, second quarter. D. Jarnett makes the first. Chester has lost to Glasgow, Delaware here. Lost at Bayard Rustin by two in the last couple of seconds out at Westchester. D. Jarnett again, nothing but net. Chester now 34. Reading 33. 2:18 to go, second quarter. Left to right, the Red Knights come. Guzman. Chester has two fouls to give him. It's a back door. Lay it up and in. Beautiful pass. Jones to Chapman. Joey Chapman. Smith to the basket. Lay it up and in. Six in the quarter for Man-Man Smith. Chester senior guard. 13 in the game. Chester by one. 36-35. Buck 53 to go. This is big time basketball right here. Two public schools, may I say. Right of the key, Jones to the basket, loses the ball, but a reach and foul. It's going to be two shots, I do believe.
Number five.
Personal D. Jarnett. First team's fifth. Two free throws coming for the Reading senior, 6'4", Trey Jones. Chester by one. First is good. Once again, nice turnout from Reading fans. I know a lot are still listening to our broadcast up in Berks County, listening to us all over the world. Tied at 36. 1:42 to go. Second quarter. Jones again. Chester cheerleaders making a lot of noise. Nothing but net. 37-36. Reading by one. Back comes Rami Gilbert. Quickly back into the game between the circles, guarded by Sharif. Gilbert spins off the glass, no good. Follow is up, back of the rim, no good. Missed in there by Carroll, and a reach-in foul on Zamir.
It took forever to call that.
Yeah, he really. But nonetheless, that's I think that's 16 fouls now on Chester. Carell Watkins, sophomore, back into the game for Clippers. I have him for six, but the scoreboard says five. Anyway, it's Redding with the ball and a one-point lead. Chester full court pressure. There, they change it to six.
Okay, it's six.
And a timeout. Chester had too many men on the floor. Wow. But they caught it just in time.
It's kind of tough to do in basketball.
Yeah, I know. That was a mix-up right there. And not a good one, but Chester dodges a bullet. Redding inbounds the ball. Chapman, the ninth grader, plays well beyond his years. Again, this is only the fifth game of the year for Redding. Cross-court pass, pull-up jumper is no good. Watkins box out, gets the rebound. A minute to go. Chester with the ball, and they are losing by 1 point. Shot by Smith is no good. Bats the pass away. Redding with the rebound. Smith bats the pass away, but back to Redding. Now they come across the timeline. Guzman driving to the basket. Floater back to the rim. No good. Watkins yet another rebound. 47 seconds ago. Chester flying back. Down low. Carell layup. No, but a foul. Two free throws for Carell Watkins. Personal is on Jones. First team foul. Nine on Redding and six on Chester. 41.8 seconds ago. Second quarter.
Who was that foul on?
That is, I have that on Jones, number 13.
Okay. All right, you know, I know if our listeners gather from the way you're calling this game, this is so quick, it's almost unbelievable.
Oop. Watkins makes the first. Deej Arnett back into the game for Chester. Carell Watkins, remember him last year? What a job he did. He came up with like five games to go from JV in the regular season and was a beast in Chester's run in the state tournament, which went to the Sweet 16, lost to the eventual state champs, Abington Heights. Next free throw is wide to the right, goes out of bounds. It'll go with the Red Knights. Coach Perez, you can hear him right in front of us, wants to call, as the Zinc would say, time. Mike, we have time for a 30-second break?
Yep.
All right, 30-second break, 39 seconds to go before halftime. We're tied at 37, Chester and Reading boys basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Chester and Reading. We're tied at 37. Boys hoops, 39.6 seconds to go, 39.6, second quarter. Last year, Chester lost at Reading. They lost at Reading last season, and that score was 75. No, it wasn't. I know it was a loss, and it was a big loss, as Chester fell by a score 65-48. All right. Year before that, Chester was, they beat Reading. All right. Hard to believe. Beat Reading here 62-51. Reading in 2017 went and won their first ever PIAA state championship. And we met twice. I think both those games were, well, in 2016, Chester met Reading twice, and Reading beat him both times. 38 seconds to go. Second quarter. Now the ball is inbounded. Butler in the backcourt. He has three fouls. He's got to be very careful. Trap is on. 30 seconds go. Butler between the circles. We're in the second quarter late. Reading, Guzman way out high. Chester, if they do foul, Reading will go to the foul. That's a bad pass. A rare mistake by Reading. Bad pass goes out of bounds on the baseline. Guzman comes out. Chapman comes in. Or actually, excuse me, Butler comes out. They don't want him to get. So inbounding ball, Chester. They have a chance to take the lead here going into halftime. 37-37. Rami Gilbert, 5'10 junior, with 11 seconds to go across the timeline. Spins into the lane. Good dish. Lay it up and in. Deej Arnett, 3 seconds to go. Reading coming back, and from half court, wide to the left. And what a first quarter, first half that was. Your score is Chester 39 and Reading 37. Halftime festivities on the way on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And welcome back to Delco Hoops' special Tuesday night game of the week between Grethy and Chester. And we have a barn burner par excellence with Chester leading 39-37. I don't know, guys, how far ahead at any point were any of the teams? I don't think anybody was...
Chester had about a 7-point lead in the first quarter. I know it was 25-17.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
8-point lead. Right. But after that, Reading closed the gap, and then they've been like on the seesaw since then.
Well, you've been keeping stats, Andrew. What's the 3-point situation? I know Reading's raining them down.
3 points. Chester's 0 for 2 from beyond the arc, and Reading is 5 of 10. They're shooting 50% from 3.
Well, there's the game right there. Yeah. I mean, if they lost 3 of those points, they'd be well out of the, well, not out of the game, but they'd be well behind, obviously.
Yeah, Chester scored a lot more driving to the basket. They've had a lot more power baskets scored. We call it bully ball down low. That's where they've been scoring their points, and Redding's been doing more from the arc.
Yeah, and it's been a remarkable game. If anybody listening gets a chance to come see Chester play, I can't guarantee that every game is going to be like this, but the speed of these two teams, I mean, this is right up there with a playoff
game. Well, it started
game.
Out, Chester had 25 points in the first quarter, and, you know, you can figure that's a 100-point game. Now, they kind of slowed it up in the second quarter. Things happened. They missed some shots, and they only got 14. They could go to them at halftime, score at 39-37. So I think we're looking at a 75-85 point final score for the winner here.
I don't know if they can keep this pace up. I mean, this is.
I know one thing. My neck's sore from going left to right.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, Dave's in trouble. Dave likes to keep his own scorebook, and he bends over to watch a score, and there's another basket already, and he's catching up. So if you're listening, we're trying to stay as close as we can with the action, but this is not easy. This has probably been, in our 6 years here, probably one of the more difficult games to call, because the action is so fast.
There's a couple of stats I want to bring out, Mike.
Sure.
The difference is 2 points, but actually Reading has 7 turnovers to only 3 for Chester, which is, you know, 4 turnover difference. It's a pretty good amount. And rebounds is pretty close. The Clippers have 11 rebounds, and Reading has 9. It's been a well-played game back and forth. Just a real good high school game, especially for early in December.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the quality of this game is absolutely... We've seen a lot of playoff basketball over the 6 years we've been doing this, and this is absolutely up there with one of those games. I mean, these kids are playing as if they've been playing for the last 10 weeks and going for blood. So this game certainly counts, but it counts as just one game in the series of games, and I think both these teams would expect to make the playoffs one way or the other. So
I believe both these teams will be playing in February and early March. Like Chester, if you remember last year, we talked about it many times, they started out 1-5. At the holiday tournament, they were 1-5, and we're thinking, man, this is an unbelievable year for Chester. Well, they ended up like 19-11, I think, and they played all the way into the state quarterfinal game.
Right.
So, you know, you can turn your season around. Like what we both said, what you see in December is not what you'll see in February. But you know what? Tonight, this is what you might see in February.
Oh yeah, this is high quality high school basketball.
Absolutely.
The man-to-man defense, the 3-point shooting, the rushing to the basket, the speed. I mean, this has got everything going for it. I almost feel like I'm at the LaCourse Center again in Temple University.
One fact I want to bring out. Reading's top scorer, who averages 27 points a game, Wesley Butler, is playing with 3 fouls. And I think it's utmost importance for him to stay out of that 4th foul if they want to keep him in, because he could be the difference in the 4th quarter with his perimeter shooting.
Andrew, what Butler got for his points so far?
Butler's showing 9 points
okay
for Reading. Redding is 4-for-4 from the charity stripe, while Chester is shooting 7-for-11 right now.
All right. Well, the score reflects what's going on. These two teams are very tight with each other. They're playing their hearts out, and I expect to see nothing. I would be surprised if either one of these teams manages to run away with this game, unless somebody gets real cold shooting, you know, in the last 2 minutes of the game or something. I think this is going to come right down to the wire. So let's go ahead and you've got an interview to do with the team. So who are you going to interview tonight?
I'm going to be interviewing Coach Keith Taylor of the Chester Clippers when we come back.
All right, good enough. So we're going to go to our commercial break now. You're listening to High School Basketball, where high school basketball never sounded so good as on DelcoHoops.com. Come back for the second half. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
And we're back in the four. Go ahead.
I'm here with Coach Keith Taylor of the Chester Clippers. Coach, it's a real close game, 2 points right now at the half. What are you looking to do in the second half?
Well, I just want my team to stay patient, keep moving the ball, push the ball down the floor, keep going inside. That's where we've been getting all our big points from on the inside, and I just want to keep that up this half and stop taking crazy shots.
And defensively, Redding's been shooting the three ball pretty well. They're 50% from beyond. What are you looking to do to defend that?
Just make sure we're there on defense and our man-to-man defense. Make sure we have a hand up and get out to the shooters.
Coach, have you been surprised at the speed of the court going back and forth? I mean, these kids are lightning.
No, I'm not surprised at all. The speed, I expect that. That's what they've been doing. That's what they're known for. They try to match us. So.
And you're staying right with them.
Let's see who's running fastest.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It's been a real fun game, Coach. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, and we're going to go right back to our commercial break, and then we'll be back in just a few seconds.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs.
Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home.
The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Getting ready for quarter number three. Thank you, guys. Nice halftime show. I was talking with some of the... always running it gives me a chance at halftime to talk with the Chester legends here. Chester up by two here, 39-37 over Reading. I was talking to Mike Drago at halftime. We had him on the pregame show. Reading Eagle, longtime sports writer. Number five guys, Joey Chapman, the 5'10 freshman. This is his first varsity game.
Wow.
And he picked
a good one.
7 points in the second quarter. Yeah. So Chester will have the ball. We begin quarter number three, moving left to right. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Andrew Kaufman. Looks like Reading is going to a zone, so Chester is going to have to make some shots from the outside. There's a turnover, a bad pass, and it's taken by the Ray. He shuffled his feet up front. Jones a little off balance there. So Chester's going to have to adjust to this zone defense, guys. And you know that Abington Heights, Northeastern PA, that matchup zone can be a problem. So they got a lot of length out there, too, Reading. Chester back. Taylor. Chester's going to have to be very patient and take advantage of their opportunities.
Keen, Taylor, Smith, Taylor. Left wing corner, Gilbert for three. It's short. Carell Watkins, offensive rebound, flip to DeJarnett for two.
That was the way to break up a zone defense.
Redding comes back across midcourt. Top of the key, almost a steal. It is a steal. The quick hands going to the basket. Lay it up, misses it. Follow, no. Offensive rebound, no. Chester, Gilbert, the rebound. It's underneath the basket. It's picked up by Redding. Chester, boy, they blew an opportunity right there. They're up by four. Redding coming back. Too easy. There's another turnover by the Red Knights. And then Taylor loses the ball out of bounds.
Lost the handle and just rolled off his fingertips right out of bounds.
And his uncle, Keith, not happy about that. Both teams need to handle the ball a little bit better. But the pace of this game, it is what it is, right? Redding with the ball, double teamed, and into the backcourt. I think it was deflected. It was deflected by DeJarnett, and it was not. They say it was not tipped, so it's going to be a backcourt violation.
Oh, they're going.
They have better
go.
Eyes than me. Chester ball.
A little bit of coach discipline. Yep.
Getting a little fired up, and Chester going to the basket. Pass, give, and go. Left-handed layup is good again. Watkins 2, DeJarnett. Wes Butler for Redding, 3 fouls. And they're going to try to stay within range here. They are right now only down by 6. Out high, Bria, number 2. Sharif Bria with the ball. 12 is Coulter. Down low, another steal by Chester. Another turnover for the Red Knights. Back to the basket. Lay it up and in by Keith Taylor. A beautiful pass by Rami Gilbert.
Perfect setup. 3-on-2.
Chester by 8 and a timeout. Red Knights. 5:44 to go in the third. Chester lead now 45-37. Back to Chester following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Chester, an early run here in the third quarter, leading it by 8 points, 45-37. Dave Berman with you, 5:44 to go in the third. Here's Pete.
Dave, Redding, in the first 2 minutes and 10 seconds, they've committed 4 more turnovers, and I think you can see that's why now they're down by 8.
And they miss Butler, their senior championship guard from 2 years ago.
But I also think that going to that zone defense has not helped their case. We'll see whether they go back to a man-to-man.
I would, as long as – now Butler is back into the game. And they're going to have – Chester's going to put the trap on. No fouls yet here in the second half. In the backcourt, Bria having some trouble. They barely get it across the timeline. Right, he's going to fire up a 3 ball. That is absolutely too strong. Watkins battling for the rebound, and Chester lost it out of bounds on the end line. So Coach Perez called time, got into the kids, said, hey, this is what we got to do. Can't fall further behind. I mean, it's only 8 points, but.
Well, Calder went for that 3 point. Here's another 3 point shot.
And he misses it, and Chester ahead of the pack is Michael Smith, and he can fly, and he lays it up and in. And you got to be fast, 10-point lead Chester, because those Redding guys were on his rear end. Here's Butler back across midcourt. Butler, right wing corner. Cross-court pass at almost out of bounds. Now underneath the basket, another turnover Redding. Boy, they are struggling here. Akeem Taylor to the basket, lay it up and in.
I don't know that it's as much Redding struggling as is Chester's play. They are really on top of this game right now.
That's a very good observation, Mike. 4:53 to go in the third. Chester by 12, 49-37. And it's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow is going to be with who? It's going to stay with Redding. Boy, they're like... What do you think of this? Your first impression, Chester, this year, Mike?
Oh, I think they look sensational. I mean, I don't know if they're playing 20% above their general level. I said something to the coach when we interviewed him. And I said, "Has the speed surprised you?" He said, "Nah." He said, "That's the way Reading likes to play." I said, "Yeah, but you're keeping up with him." He goes, "Yeah, we can."
And Chester has some underclassmen, obviously, younger. Gilbert's a junior, Taylor a junior, and Watkins a sophomore. So Reading with the ball down by 12. There is a three ball from the left wing, in and out. Offensive rebound, 2 points.
That was a mental error for Chester. Should have never left that.
Juan Mato, 6'3", senior for the Red Knights, lays it up and in. 10-point lead for the Clippers. Michael Smith back. Now man-to-man defense, and there is a, in a game like this, they call a foul there on Chapman.
Yeah,
that's kind of a ticky-tacky foul.
Hey, but you know what? Sometimes I think it's done to control the game for the refs to make sure we don't get too out of hand.
It's big-time 6A basketball. Smith in the lane, dips it, dishes it down low. Watkins lays it up and in. He's a handful.
Watkins almost lost the ball. He controlled it, turned around, and made the shot. Very good.
14 for Correll. Chester by 12, 51-39. Oh. Another turnover. Bad pass to the basket. Floater. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound is out of bounds off Reading. 3:58 to go.
I would like to tell Reading to settle down, but I don't think that's the problem. It's just an amazing game.
Underneath, turnover, bad pass, Chester, and then Reading throws it away. Then Chester loses out of bounds. Quick, all over the place.
I can't keep track of my scores. Too many turnovers.
And they happen so fast with the quickness. Yes, God TV's in the house. You'll be able to see his stuff later on. Our game, of course, will be archived.
Yep, tonight, hopefully.
Second broadcast of our 2018-19 season. Butler to the basket. That's a tough shot. That's a big-time shot. Wesley Butler with 13. Over the shoulder, dipsy-doo. Watkins and a bad pass by Chester. They turn it over. 3:36 to go in the third. Chester by 10. Over the Reading Red Knights, who are 3-1. Clippers 2-2. In the backcourt, that freshman Chapman. Butler's getting some D2 looks. He'll be a start. There's another turnover on Reading. Chester comes back 3-on-1. Underneath, and that's not a wise decision. Looking for the alley-oop. They miss it, but then put back by, we'll call him the garbage man there in a good way. Akeem Taylor lays it in. Chester by 12. Coulter down low and another turnover. And then Chester turns it over out of bounds.
But that was an attempt to steal, so that wasn't too bad.
Right. Akeem made the steal.
Yep.
But he had possession, and then he trying to do too much. You got to, in a game like this, Chester, you want to value your possessions. You have a 12-point lead over Reading, and Reading can score in a hurry.
There's a lot of out-of-control players on that court.
Yes. They could meet again, I can say it this year, because they're both 6A. Down low, block, but a foul. Foul on Akeem Taylor.
Yeah, a lot of hand-on-hand there. It looked good for a second, but.
Two free throws coming for number 21, Juan Mato, for the Reading Red Knights. Three personals on Keith.
Just over 3 minutes left in this quarter, man. Is this sailed by?
Reading's got to make their foul shots. And he misses that one, Mato.
Yeah, that was a little short.
He'll get another. Juan Mato Segura, actually. Again. And he misses that one badly. I think it's a lane violation, and it is. On Chester, he'll get another shot. Watkins a little bit too antsy for Chester High, penetrating the lane here, looking for the rebound. So it'll be another foul shot coming for Mato. Chester by 12, 3 minutes ago, third quarter. Up, misses that. Watkins the rebound.
Wow, another lane violation?
Another lane violation on Chester. The second one on Correll Watkins. Wow. Looks like he had him boxed out pretty good. It looks like he didn't penetrate the lane.
That looked clean to me, Dave. I didn't see any.
Yeah, is it possible he was over the line when he started?
But Mato.
That's what Andrew thinks. His feet were over the line to begin with.
Maybe the ref needs to tell him that.
Oh, well, I think he did. He just told him.
He can't go 0-for-4. He's got to make a foul shot here for Reading. He missed all four. Unbelievable. And the ball is out of bounds off of Reading.
Really? Okay.
That's a killer for the Red Knights, man.
Yeah, well, that's a demoralizer, that's for sure. You get four foul shots, can't make one.
Chester with the ball, 12-point lead, 2:55 to go third quarter. Reading fans getting into it. Defense, defense. Gilbert is grabbed. He grabbed his shirt.
Grabbed his shirt.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
It's on.
But I'll give him credit. That look on his face was absolute innocence.
What? Oh, the boy, young man from Reading, yeah.
21, yeah.
That was kind of cool.
That was Segura.
Smith, backcourt, Gilbert. Rami Gilbert with the ball, guarded closely by Sharif. Sharif is a sophomore for Reading. Gilbert with the ball. 2.5 to go. Third quarter. Man-to-man defense.
Not surprised.
Gilbert in and out. Gets it way out high to Taylor. Akeem, a junior, played first couple of years of ball at Chester Charter School for the Arts. Going to the basket, no, but a foul for Taylor. Akeem will be shooting two. Juan Matos Segura, his second personal. Akeem, dad, 2001 Chester High grad. Played in some great teams. State championship team in 2000 with Jameer. 2001 state semifinalist. Losing to Coatesville. Free throw, Akeem, no good. Speaking of Chester Charter School for the Arts, we'll be featuring them and Sun Valley, the fourth-ranked team in the state, Mike, at the 5A level in Aston on Saturday on DelcoHoops.com.
The 1:30 game.
Taylor again in and out. Rebound on the floor, Reading. A lot of free throws missed by both teams here in the last few seconds. Back comes Coulter, who wants to penetrate, but Chester's defense too good. Left of the key, Butler. Oh. Wesley gets the ball, taken away by D. Jarnett. D. Jarnett back across the timeline. He's got a man wide open. It is Taylor. Down low, Watkins, who flies to the basket and scores. And he's only a 10th grader, guys. We saw signs of this last year with 16 points. Carell Watkins. Related to my boys, Curtis and Doty, the uncles. 142 to go. Third quarter. Chester, their biggest lead of the night. 14, 55, 41. Matos lays it up and in from the left side. Matos Segura. 4 points for him. Chester back. Smith, pass, lay it up and in again for Watkins.
Chester's starting to dominate now.
6 in the quarter, 18 for the game. Carell Watkins.
I did not expect this to happen. I'm sorry, but I expect Redding's going to make a run.
Butler across the timeline, getting it to Sharif. Back to Butler, top of the key. Right side, Chapman. Top of the key, Coulter. Near wing, back door, underneath. He's in trouble. Chapman, left wing corner. They need this. Redding, a three ball, and he's got it. From deep into the left wing corner by Joshir Sharif, who has 8 points. Chester by 11. 44 seconds to go. Third quarter. Chester with the rock. Three team fouls on the Red Knights here in the second half. Just one on the Clippers. Man-man between the circles. Looks to penetrate. Stops. Fires around the rim. No good. Watkins gets the rebound and wisely brings it out. But they're going to call a foul on the floor with 24 seconds to go. Fourth on Reading. Is that number 21 again? Oh, number 12.
12.
Coulter. Coulter's third. Out of the game comes Akeem Taylor. Into the game, 15, Zamir Carroll, 6'5 junior for Chester High. 24 seconds ago, Chester with the ball, third quarter up by 11. Biggest lead was 14. Coach Perez to our left. Very intense, passionate, and still young. Very young, Mike.
It's all relative, Dave.
You ought to see. I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Geigel Complex in Reading. They play a lot of playoff games there, you know, host a lot of state tournament games. What an unbelievable complex. High on the hill, the castle on the hill, Reading, and the Geigel Complex. D. Jarnett out high to Gilbert. Will Chester have the patience to go for the final shot? Here in quarter number three, D. Jarnett, right of the key, Watkins. Watkins, D. Jarnett, right wing. D. Jarnett to Watkins. He's going to fire a three ball, and he's got it. And the college scouts should be going all over him because he can do it inside and outside. Redding coming back. Three ball from the right side is no good at the buzzer.
We go to the fourth quarter. It's Chester 60, Reading 46. Boys high school basketball here in Chester, Southeastern PA. It's never sounded so good at DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Carell Watkins in that quarter, ladies and gentlemen, for Chester had 9 points. Big three ball at the end. Chester, as we go to the fourth, leading Reading 60-46.
Yeah, David, one big, big stat here for Reading. At halftime, they had 7 turnovers. Now they have 17 turnovers. So they turned the ball over 10 times in the third quarter.
Wow.
You can't do that and beat anybody.
Yeah, well, that's...
Chester outscored, as Andrew pointed. That's pretty cool having that on there. And I have my own scoreboard, but it's nice to see and find in typing. 21-9, they outscored Reading in quarter number three.
Well, now, it's going to be interesting because I think Reading has still got some stuff left. So we're going to see if they can come back and essentially win the fourth quarter. We'll see how this starts. You know, they start out with the zone. I don't think they're going to do that anymore. I think they're going back to man-to-man, staying that way.
It's amazing. Bayard Rustin from Westchester, a 5A school, they got Watkins in foul trouble and beat Chester by two. Watkins only had 2 points that night last week. Chester also has the ball to begin quarter number four, an offensive foul. As driving to the basket, Chester's Gilbert. Offensive foul, good call. 7:46 to go, fourth quarter. Reading with the ball. Chester, they have 5 fouls to give, guys. Five. They only have. Oh, now it's down to four. 14 fouls on Reading, 2 on Chester, so they can keep that defense, that trap on. And it's going to actually. This is supposed to slow Reading down. But if you get out of position, they've proved they can hit some threes. Butler, good at a foul. Drew contact underneath the basket. Wesley Butler. It's 60-48. He has 15. He'll go to the line shooting one.
Butler's going to need a big fourth quarter, Dave, if Reading has any chance in this ballgame.
Oh, that or they got to start draining some three-pointers.
He can cut it to 11. Up, in and out, in again for Butler. Chester, their biggest lead, 14. And now it's down to 11. A foul in the backcourt. And I believe it's on Chapman, the freshman. For it is. So, fifth team foul Reading here in the second half. They only have one more to give, and after that, Chester is going to be going to the line. With full court pressure, if Chester breaks it, they're going to have a... There's a steal by Coulter in the front court. Really good job. Butler comes back. Floater, yes, he is a scorer, baby. And you were right, Mike. They need a big, huge fourth quarter. So Chester, their lead is 9. They break the trap, and there's another foul out high. Chester by 9, 60-51. 7:13 to go.
21. 12.
So that would be team foul number 6. Is that on Coulter?
Yes.
Chester with the ball, 9-point lead, 7:13 to go, and a foul off the ball. It's going to be on Chester, offensive foul, I believe. And it's on Zamir Carroll. Third on Zamir, 6'5 junior. And looks like Matos Seguero ready to check back into the game for the Red Knights. So 16 fouls on Reading, 4 on Chester. Chester led 60-46 after 3. Butler taking it right to the rack. Dipsy-doo shot, no good. Put back, no good. Watkins the rebound. Reading cannot afford to. He's still got 7 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Chester's going to slow it up here. Man, Smith. Far side, left of the key. Gilbert. Gilbert guarded by Chapman. If you're Chester, you win. You know, you learn historically. You still want to be aggressive.
because that's the way, that's how they got that four-point lead. 15 with the ball, Carroll. Zamir, the man-man, Smith. Man-man out high, straight away, far side. Guarded by Chapman. Left wing corner is Watkins. Drives to the basket, lays it up and in. He found room to get there.
That was a beautiful layup.
23 for sophomore Carell Watkins for Chester. Clippers by 11. 62-51, 6:23 to go in the fourth quarter. DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
6:23 to go, fourth quarter, back here at the Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium. Dave Berman, Peter Fulgenetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer on DelcoHoops.com. Chester by 11, Reading with the ball. Chester again looking for to go over the 500 mark. They lost their first two games of the year. Bayard Rustin from Westchester, and Glasgow, Delaware. And Chester's won two in a row. Reading, in the meantime, 3-1. Both teams have youth. We'll see how it plays here in the last
and speed.
6:23. A lot of speed. It's Chester Reading. We're used to, so we've done, five, six straight Harrisburg-Chester games, very similar. In the front court, Butler. Cross court, Chapman. Chapman drives to the basket, fouled. He is, they say, my sources, he'll go two shots for Joey Chapman. He's a freshman, and they say he could be the next big-time great one. They've had Lonnie Walker, not going to be as tall as Lonnie, I don't think, 6'6". Stu Jackson. Donnell Marshall, he's not going to be 6'11 either. Chapman, free throw up and... Did he make it or miss it? He missed it. I was screened off. I hit the front of the rim and bounced away. Yep. Now, Redding's got to make their foul shots, man. 6:11 to go. Fourth quarter.
Redding's got to make their shots, period.
Yeah, remember that. That's too high.
Ooh.
And wide to the left. And the rebound, Chester Smith. Tie up. Possession arrow is with Redding. So good job by the Red Knights. Fighting. Trying to get... back in the game, down by 11.
Got to get their ball in the bucket, though, boy. Otherwise, this is all for naught.
Freshman Joey Chapman, Coulter, left wing corner. And he gets in trouble. He gets it out now high, near side, to Jashir Sharif. Here's a three ball, no good by Butler. And Redding lost it out of bounds. Said he was on the end line. It was actually deflected by the Chester player. It was Zamir Carroll. Looked like he had a clean... catch for the layup, but he batted it away. The last touch by Redding, however. In the backcourt, Michael Smith. Smith double team. Uses his teammate on the near side wisely. Across the timeline. And a push foul. Getting a little testy out there now. Little testy. DeJarnett is fouled on the far side. So that's 17 fouls on Redding. 5:46 to go in the fourth. Chester by 11. And it's 1-1.
Of course, we're trying to put on a full press, and you've got double teamed on a guy with the ball. A lot of hands flying around. It's an easy way to foul somebody.
It is tough to referee a game like this. Very difficult. So going to the line is DeJarnett. At the line, free throw, DeJarnett is good. So, Coach Perez a little fired up.
Yeah, a little fired up.
It's all right. You know what? He knows kids better than anybody, man. And you can hear him. Redding's going to keep battling. As he said, battle, baby. This is like a state championship game. Free throw two made by DeJarnett for Chester High. They're up by 13. 64-51. Keith a little bit more mellower, a little bit more older than Coach Perez. Chester, two contrasting styles, but deep inside, Keith, Mr. Intensity.
Redding with the ball out high. Coulter thought about the three. Sides a drive to the basket. Lays it up and in. Number 12, Daniel Coulter at 10 in the first half and just two here in the second half. Watkins across the timeline. Chester by 11. Michael Smith between the circles. Smith guarded closely by Chapman. Almost a 5-second call. Smith, ball is going to be an offensive foul on Smith. Charge. Butler took the charge. Akeem Taylor back into the game for Chester. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Chester 64, Reading 53. Chester led 25-17 after one, 39-37 at half, 60-46 after three. So both teams in the bonus now. Chester still with that trap. And across the timeline, Chapman. Chapman in trouble. Chapman gets it left side. Three ball is up and back of the rim. No good. Battling offensive rebound. No, but a foul. Boy, he got hammered. Correll hammered the young man to the floor. And that's going to be Coulter. First on Correll. So here we go again. Redding got to make free throws. They're down by 11. 4:44 to go in the fourth quarter. At the line is the senior. He's 6'3", Daniel Coulter. Crowd really getting into it now. Up. Good. Coulter makes it a 10-point game. Coulter again. Studies. Fires. Got it. And Chester coming back ahead of the pack to Watkins. Lays it up and in on a beautiful pass by Taylor. Correll with 25. 11-point lead, Chester. 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Redding has got to take care of business here. Here's a three ball. I thought a three ball. He was going to shoot it. Wesley Butler decides at the last second to pass it away. 4:20 to go in the fourth. Butler. Oh, Chapman wasn't looking near side. Gets the pass. Guarded by Michael Smith. Out high, Matos Segura. To Sharif. Now to Butler in the lane. The floater scores it.
Nice. Nice play.
He has that state championship, man.
Now, I don't understand Chester rushing down the court.
And there's a foul, and that's going to be on Matos Segura. So that's 18 fouls. It's 7 on Chester, 8 now on Redding. So 1-1 for Michael Smith.
I don't understand the purpose behind rushing down the court when you're up by 11.
3:58 to go. Here we go. Coach Perez. Love that guy's passion. Man, front end. No good. He misses it, but Watkins, the rebound, but he loses the ball, and Redding picks it up. So that they can cut into this lead even further right now. Coulter, left wing. Left of the key, Butler. Butler out high to Coulter. Coulter dribbling. Chester, really tough man-to-man defense. Butler underneath the basket, gets it outside. Sharif now to Coulter, fires up a three ball, and he drains it.
If Redding starts getting hot with this, it's going to be trouble.
Yeah, with a hand in his face. Here comes Chester, lead is 6. Oh. And they throw the ball away on the far side. 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Redding has cut the lead to 6, and their fans are going crazy. It is intense.
He threw it to Taylor, and if Taylor was about 6'9", he could have caught that.
Right, that was a big throw, because that was good defense by Chester.
Yep, absolutely.
They still got the trap on Chapman. Across the timeline, Butler. Wesley, left side driving to the basket, missing the shot, and the rebound is taken by Chester. Correll Watkins. Great effort by Matos Segura, trying to take the ball away. Man fouled with 3:05 to go. Foul out high. Timeout, Chester, I believe. Is that a timeout on Chester?
Is there a timeout?
Oh, okay. All right, a little confusing here. 3:05 to go. It's going to be Michael Man Smith at the line shooting 1-1. 19 fouls on Redding, 7 on Chester. For a second there, I thought Chester thought the other ref called a technical on the Chester bench, but
Anyway, Chester by six. Michael Smith, grizzled senior, has been in this situation before. He only has 2 points in the second half. Up, got it.
And he's not been doing well on the 1+1, so.
So Chester by seven.
I think this is the first one he made on the first shot, which gave him the second shot.
Yes.
We'll see.
Let's go, Red Knight. Let's go, Red Knight.
Love Coach Perez, bro. Whew. Intense. Up. Wow, he missed. What happened there? He missed.
Lane
violation on Redding this time. Happened twice to Chester.
You know, we've called so many of these games, I can't remember the last time we saw lane violations on the free throw.
I can't either.
Period. Let alone three of them or four of them.
What a great game between two public schools, man. This is great. What a history. Chester leads the all-time series 20-18. Smith will get another. Chester can go up by eight here.
Let's get it. We got two. We got one. There it is.
Smith makes both. Chester leads 68-60 over the Red Knights. Exactly 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Across the timeline, the Red Knights, ball's on the floor. DeJarnett picks it up. Chester back 3-on-1. Back to DeJarnett, fouled from behind. DeJarnett will go to the line shooting two. That's a good foul on Redding right there. The Chester coaches, Kenny Tate, they said he had a man wide open, but he threw it. He flipped it to the trailer who was guarded. But anyway, so two shots for DeJarnett. Ramon is a calm, cool, collected senior father, Mr. Chester Biddy League Basketball, Ralph Dorsey. DeJarnett with a left hand. Misses it. They'll get another. Chester by nine. 10 points for DeJarnett. 2:44 to go, fourth quarter. What a war. Free throw. Back of the rim, high in the air, goes through.
Lucky, lucky.
Don Nelson against the Lakers back in 1969 NBA Finals. All right, 11 points for DeJarnett. Redding with the ball, down by nine, and the ball is knocked out of bounds off of Chester. 2:38 to go. You're Redding, you still have time, but Chapman will inbound the ball. Dave Berman and the gang here. Coulter left wing. Coulter open, 15-footer. Short, skims the rim. Rebound Watkins to Taylor. Taylor now to DeJarnett. Man Smith is going to fire a three ball from the left wing corner. No good. Would have put Chester up by 12, but he missed it. 2:21 to go. Butler back. Sharif, top of the key. Chapman thought about the three, held up. Chapman, far side, Butler. That's a tough shot to make. And he drains it again.
That's for three.
Wesley Butler, what a big fourth quarter for him. Chester by six, 2:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Butler in this quarter has six, but we'll get to that in a second. It's been a great fourth quarter on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Store is also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, welcome back. Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium. Chester cheerleaders doing their thing. 2:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester with the ball. 6-point lead, 69-63. Wesley Butler for Redding coming into the game averaging 27 the game. He only had 13 points after three. He has 10 in this quarter alone for 23.
There he goes. And keep him down forever.
Eight three balls, eight trays made in this game by the Redding Red Knights, still trailing by six. And they're in the double bonus now, the Red Knights, so they're just going to put the pressure on, try to steal the ball, if not foul, and hope Chester misses foul shots. DeJarnett to inbound under his own basket, gets it in to Smith. Coming up on 2:05. What a ball game here at Chester High, Chester and Redding. Redding has won three of the last four meetings.
Smith out high. He can dribble the ball around. Got to watch that five-second call. He's guarded by the freshman Chapman, who's a Joey's doing a really nice job on the grizzled Michael Smith. Smith is going to take it to the rack, and he throws it away, does Smith. And Redding comes back to the basket. Butler, dipsy-doo, lays it up and in. Wesley Butler, fearless. And we have a four-point lead for Chester, 69-65. So Man-Man Smith missing that three ball from the left wing corner, and then
And what we said at the end of the third quarter, Butler needs a big fourth quarter for the Reading to have a chance, and that's what's going on right now.
All right, so Chester had a 14-point lead at one time. Gilbert in the backcourt to DeJarnett. DeJarnett to Gilbert, and Chester throws it away again. Here come the Red Knights. It's Joey Chapman, good, and a foul. Joey Chapman, boy, Chester is just, you got to give Redding all the credit. Chapman going to the line, shooting one. It's a two-point lead.
Yeah, but that was such a poor pass. He was wide open. Nobody in front of him, and he passed to a guy that was double covered. What was the point? Speed is not your friend here because the clock is not your friend.
Now 1:18 to go in the fourth. Redding is now only down by two.
They're playing well, but not smart basketball for Chester right now.
Now 14-point lead for the Clippers. Not much Coach Taylor can do. You got to rely on your players. All right, now Chapman at the line. Big free throw here. Still now a lot of time. Up, high arcing shot, good. Lead is one. And Chester gets it in. Akeem Taylor coming all the way to the basket. Lay it up and in for Akeem. The Chester fans are into that. The Reading doesn't want to foul. They're right in the ball game. A minute to go. Chester by three. Got to watch the backcourt. 10-second violation. It's Butler. Butler across the timeline. Reading can tie it with a three right here. Chapman spins. Block foul on Michael Smith. Chapman to the line. Shooting two. 54 seconds ago in quarter number four. What an atmosphere here. What a ball game. 19 fouls on Chester. 54.5 seconds ago. Fourth quarter live on DelcoHoops.com. The fabulous freshman at the line, Joey Chapman, shooting two. Chester by three. This is his first varsity game in his career. Unbelievable. Up. Good. High arcing shots.
Very high arcing shot. Usually high.
Chapman.
But it goes in.
71-69. Chester by two. Chapman. High. He missed that. No, he banked it. He banked it. Oh, Chapman. All right, Chester now leading by one with the ball. Akeem Taylor down low. Lay it up and in. Terrell Watkins. Chester by three, 73-70. This is an instant classic, ladies and gentlemen. Chester and Redding. Redding can tie it with a three. Here comes Coulter, left wing. Coulter behind the back dribble. Coulter, turnover. Michael Smith has it for Chester. Smith back across the timeline, and he is fouled. He's a magician with the ball. So 28 seconds ago, Smith to the line, shooting two. Redding. Great coaches here. Cool, calm, collected, Keith Taylor. He's been coaching a long time assistant under the late, great Fred Pickett. He coached under, obviously, Alonzo Lewis.
Who got the last foul? Do you know who's the last foul?
I did not get that, actually. Okay. So, Man-Man trying to atone for those couple of things maybe he didn't want to do to make free throws. He's missed two. Got that one. Chester by four, 74-70. And there's nothing like it. Chester Harrisburg, Mike, we've done.
Listen, and the good news is they love us here, so you can come back as often as you want.
We're at the clip joint. Let's go, Red Knights! Boxing! Man, nothing but net. It's loud. And I got my headsets on. We all had it.
Yep.
All right, Chester by five. And Redding probably, I don't know what they're going to do. They cannot afford to turn the ball over again. Butler, three ball. He drains it again. Butler for three with 18.4 seconds to go and a timeout on the floor. Chester by, what's this? It should be 75-72. We're going to keep it right here. I thought that was a three ball.
It was.
Chester was up by five.
Oh, it's 2 points. My bad. Whoa.
Really?
I think his foot was on the line.
Whoa. Okay. Well.
Well, it does change it a little bit, doesn't it? 18 seconds left.
Yeah, so Chester now 3-point lead instead of two. 75-72. Butler in the quarter for Reading. 3-5-6.
Well, if you're tuning in and listening to the game live, not a bad way to spend your Tuesday night in the first week of the second week of the season for high school basketball.
Yeah, I have Butler for 14 in the quarter, 27 for the game. That's his average coming into the game. Wesley Butler, 6-foot senior guard for the Reading Red Knights. His team trails by three, 75-72. This is an example for all the kids out there. You never give up in a game.
Oh, no, ever. You can't, for particularly basketball. Basketball, you can be down by 20 and suddenly, you know, be right up there within a couple of minutes of play.
Chester's Carell Watkins has 6 in the quarter, 27 in the game. 6'4 sophomore. So Chester will inbound again. Reading, you probably want to foul right away. Go for a quick steal.
I think you have to.
And then foul right away.
Let's see.
No matter what happens here, learning experience for both teams. Into Gilbert. Gilbert back across the timeline. Gilbert is almost fouled. Now he gets it out of Michael Smith, who is fouled by, let's see, that person is going to be on Sharif.
I would have fouled Gilbert, I think, before I'd foul Smith.
Jashir Sharif.
Although Smith said his trouble with free throws tonight, but still.
Yeah, he's missed. I have him for 8 for 10.
Really?
But every miss is like so huge. And he makes that one.
Makes that one. That was a big one. You the same one, thing, two, Andrew? Three, four, you don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Eight for 11. My bad.
He's got 8 for 13. But okay.
Oh, 8 for 13?
Yep.
I don't know how I missed those. And Michael
there
makes. Oh. So timeout, Chester, 10.6 seconds ago. Now they're up by 5, 77-72.
Okay, we'll stay right here.
Unbelievable game. And Mike, we're going to be with everybody on this. Probably a more mellow crowd at Sun Valley, but Sun Valley.
It can't all be like this. We'd be dead.
Yeah, Sun Valley, Chester Charter School for the Arts, our second year. Charter school in Chester, PIAA, Donnie Dodds are taking on. They play a nasty schedule. They're 6A, and all Chester kids on the team, and they're doing well so far.
We did a Chester Charter game last year.
Yes,
in their tiny little gym.
Yeah,
they put us in the corner with the door kept hitting us.
Yes,
that's right.
And so that'll be Sun Valley 1:30 on Saturday.
And then we're taking Christmas week off, and then we'll return New Year week. That Friday, we're expecting to do Garnet Valley and Haverford. Which should be a barn burner as
Haverford's
well.
Haverford's finally getting it together this year, Haverford High, the Fords. They were state champs in 1958, guys.
I remember that. I was four. He was in the game.
They upset Chester in the district championship.
I reffed that game, I think.
All right. Reading will inbound the ball. It's going to take a minor miracle. Butler across the timeline. Butler, left wing corner, Coulter for three, short. Rebound is Carell Watkins, and what an unbelievable ball game. And Chester wins it 77-72 in just another classic here at the Chester High School Gymnasium. Two town teams going at it, Reading and Chester. The Clippers pulled out 77-72. Back to wrap it up, the postgame show, following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Chester pulls it out over Reading, an unbelievable game, 77-72 boys basketball. Andrew Kaufman with Michael Man Smith.
Michael, you had 21 points tonight. What did you guys do so well to stop Reading tonight?
We just played with high intensity. We kept our intensity higher than theirs.
Yeah, your defense was really good there at the end of the game. You were able to shut them down and not allow the three ball to be a factor in the second half.
That was our number one goal, was to play defense first.
Good luck the rest of the season.
All right, thanks a lot, Michael Smith. Really appreciate it. Chester wins at 77-72. Pete, it was Chester now is, after going 0-2, three wins, two losses, and Reading is 3-2, and both these teams are going to make some noise in the playoffs this year. Both these teams are going to make some. Hopefully, they'll meet again in the postseason. Pete,
yeah, I think if you look at these stats, the intensity that Chester put on Reading in the second half was the difference. They ended.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.